to meet his friends. This year should be a special. Schos for Abimimini Marasi, and Necha get the bus from Chaim Tzvi, Ben Eliyahu Lili Nishmaso. The Gemara says, in Dafid Beis Hamid Beis, Ksubis, Itmar Manali Biyadcha, Bahalo Amir, any idea. Rubin says to Shimon, you have a man of mine. And the other guy says, Shimon says, I don't know. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Rabbi Yudon Ravuna say, Chayev, he has to pay. Says Tosfos, L'chora Nira, D'les L'hud Rabbi Abba, D'amar Mitoch Shein Yochol Yishava Mishalim. L'chora, Rabbi Huda and Ravuna don't subscribe to the law of Rabbi Abba, who holds that there's a klal that Mitoch Shein Yochol Yishava, when a person can't swear, he has to pay instead. Because Rabbi Abba Darshan, as Tosfos explains, Mishuas Hashem Tia Bein Shnehem, Lo Bein Shnei Yarshim, there's a Chiyuv Shvua, it's between the two litigants themselves, the two parties themselves, but not between the Yarshim, those who inherit them. For example, says Tosfos, Mana La Abba Biyada Vicha, Vamar Chamshin Yadana, Machamshin Lo Yadana. One guy says to the other, Ruben says to Shimon, your father has $100 of my father. And Shimon says, 50 I know about, 50 I don't know about. So, the father, Shimon, would have to swear in such a case. Because it's Moda B'miktas, and Mitoch Shein Yochol HaShava Mishalim. A Kenishvar, and he can't swear, so what does he do instead? He has to pay. And the Yorshim, the Diuk is, the Yorshim don't have to pay, but the father would have to pay, because Mitoch Shein Yochol HaShava Mishalim. V'im mana li b'yadcha v'hallo emer eini yoydei achayov. If, says Tosfos, and once somebody says to his friend, you have a man of mine, and he says, I don't know, he's chayav. Ein kan shvua. What sort of shvua would there be? In the case of 50 I know, 50 I don't know, chamshin yadana, chamshin lo yadana, I know 50, I don't know 50. In the case of modu b'miktas, why do you have to come on to Shavua? Why do you have to come on to Mitoch Shein Yochol HaShava Mishalim? He has to pay Pashit because of Bari V'Shema, like Rabbi Yudon Rifuna hold, Bari V'Shema Bari Yad, if Manali B'Yadcha V'Alein Re'odeh, he has to pay. Because the person who says Manali B'Yadcha Z'chayiv is Bari, he knows it. He says, you owe me. And the other fella doesn't know. So that's why he has to pay. You don't even have to come on to Shavua. From the fact that Rabbi Abba had to come on to this inyan of Shavua in Chamshin Yadan and Chamshin Loyadan, and didn't just say Pasha like Rafun and Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that they're not in agreement. Rabbi Abba is not in agreement with Rabbi Yehuda and Rafuna. Because if he was, he wouldn't have to come on to Shavua. He would just say, Rabbi Abba would just say that they have to pay, even if he's kofar bakol, even if he says, I don't know anything, not kofar bakol, he doesn't know anything. He's still chayav. And without Mitoch Shein Yochol HaShava Mishalim. So the fact Rabbi Abba had to come on to Mitoch Shein Yochol HaShava Mishalim must be that it doesn't hold Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna, that Bari B'Shem Bari Yadif and Meili would have to pay even without the Moda B'Miktas. Ad kan l'chora apshat b'divrei atosis. In the Divrei Mishpat, we discussed this at length in the two previous shiurim. He asks from our Tosis on the Ktsos in Simon Ayin Hei, Sif Kotn Ches, who's a Mechadish, Bidin Mitoch Shein Yochol HaShava Mishalim, that even if the person goes back and says in this Karti, oh yes, I remembered that I'm not Chayiv. Originally I thought I was, I didn't remember, and now I remembered. Kore, Shadam Shocheach, Vazu Niskar. If a person says in this Karti, he's not Chayiv. Even if a person says Niskarti, Sheini Chayiv, even if a person says, I remember now that I wasn't Chayiv, Eino Naman Bishvur. He's not Naman Bishvur. Why? Shkevin Shin is Chayiv Bedin, Shuveno Chose Betoyen. Once he was Mischayiv Bedin, this is called Mischayiv Bedin. Mitoch Sheino Chosok the Ktos, Lufi the Ktos, Mitoch Sheino Choleshav Mishalim is a case where he's Mischayiv Bedin. Once he's Mischayiv Bedin, Shuveno Chose Betoyen. And you can't compare that to the Ramah there in Ayin Hei, who says that if a person says Eini Yodem Paraticha, and then he goes back and he says, oh yeah, I remembered that I did pay you Neman. Tam Chiluko, we learned about this in the previous shir, that in this case the Kamdina, but Toch Shein Eshchol Eshav Mishalim is Kamdina, the din was established, Meli can't would say I remembered, whereas in Meni Odeim Paraticha, there was no din at all, he just didn't know, and in Meli San Chose Betoim, we discussed that in the previous shir. Akoponim, that's the Chiluk of the Ktzos. Frektet to Divrei Mishpat, Simenayin Eitzikon Dalid, if the Ktzos is true, is correct, in this Chiluk, Any Odeim Paraticha B'chazur Amen Iskarti Shaparati Neman, like the Rama holds, as if I didn't know if I paid up. I was already chayiv. I don't know if I paid up. Naman, if he says afterwards I did pay up. But if he says, if he has a case of Toch Shein Eshchol Eshav Mishalim, and then he says I remembered, you can't make a new taina. So frekta divrei mishpat, if that's true, then what's the kasha of Tosis? Tosis kasha was what? Or need the din of Mitoch Shein Eshchol Eshav Mishalim and Chaim Shein Yodana, Chaim Shein Lo Yodana. Why don't we just say Bari Odif? Like Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna say, Harei L'divrei Aktzos, there's a grace in Afgamina, that if the Chiyuv is out the din of Bari Odif, he could say Niskarti. He could say, I remembered. That's the understanding of the Divrei Mishpat, which we questioned in the previous shir. But the Divrei Mishpat is learning that if a person says Bari, the other guy only says Shema. So that's not Kamdina. He says, I don't know. So that's like the case of the Ramo when a person says, I don't know. Any Odeim Paraticha, Shema. Adi Adonisht. So since that's not a Kamdina, he can read Taina. So the reason Rav Abba, Rabbi Abba, I'm also a shtickle Rabbi Abba because I'm zoch a little bit to teach Torah. And I have children. A Rebbe and an Abba. Alright, not much of a Rebbe. I'm also not that great an Abba. We have to work on ourselves. Okay, so if that's the case, that by Bari you can say Niskarti, Rebbe Abba had a command too, Mitoch Shenu Cholosh of Mishalim, to say you can't say Niskarti. So really, he agrees. Rebbe Abba agrees with the Rebbe Yudah Ravuna. Rabbi B'Shem Bari Adi, but he came on to Mitoch in order to say that you can't say Niskarti. If the Ktzos is correct, that by Mitoch you can't say Niskarti. Mitoch you can't say Niskarti, so if that's true, then that's why, then Tosis doesn't make sense. Why is Tosis proving that Rabbi Abba doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna? He does agree with them. Then why did he say Mitoch and not Bari B'Shema? He said Mitoch because of what the Ktzos says, that you can't say Niskarti. That's why he came out to Mitoch, but he really agrees with them. The fact Ktzos doesn't agree, Kasha and the Ktzos, Vinira. So that's the Kasha that the Divrei Mishpat has in the Ktzos. If you're right, then Mitoch Shein Eshchol Eshav Mishalim, can't say Niskarti, and Bari can, then we understand that why Rabbi Abba had to say Mitoch, but he really agrees with Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav Huna. He just wanted to add something else, that not only is there Bari B'Shem Bari Adif, but if there's a Chiyuv Shavu and he can't swear, then he can't say Niskarti. The fact that Tosis says that they don't agree, it must be that the Ktzos is not correct. And Mitoch Shein Eshchol Eshav Mishalim, you also could say Niskarti. As ba'shiur ha'kodem, anachnu tiratznu ta'kushia. Chasam le'lech b'derech acheret. Api torato shel moreinu ha'goin rosh ha'yeshiva v'abchaim shmuel levet zeichet tzadik v'vracha. So it would seem that the pshat that we gave in Tosis and that the Divrei Mishpat understood in Tosis is not the correct pshat. Because the Divrei Mishpat understood that when Tosu says, "Di'manali biyotcha, v'holo emirni yodei achai v'in kan shvua," what they're asking is that even without the din of mitoch sheni yochol eshav mishalim, we should be machayiv him midin bari yodif. Di'manali biyotcha, v'holo emirni yodei achai v'in kan shvua. Why do you have to come on to the shvua? You have the din of bari yodif even without that. So why do you need the chiddush of mitoch? However, if you read carefully their lashon, that's not really what they're saying. And that is, what they're saying is that if we learn that his tainas shema is mechayiv him to pay because of bari yadiv, then there's no chiyuv shvu at all. Because only when his tainas a tainas p'tur is a chiyuv shvua. But if he makes a taina that's mechayiv him in tashlumin, there's no chiyuv shvu at all. There's no tainas kfira. And there's no chiyuv shvua unless the nitba, the one who is the defendant, is koifer b'chiyuvah. Ein chiyuv shvua, elim ken a nitba koifer b'chiyuvah. And here there's no kfira b'chiyuv. So mel is no chiyuv shvua. They don't mean like the divrei mishpat that we can be mechayiv in tashlum even without the din of mitoch. But rather there's no din of mitoch here at all. Because no chov is shvua. So when he says, I don't know, according to Tosfos, that's not mechayivim shvu at all. The only time you're chayiv shvu is when you are kofer. But here there's no kfira. So this is meduktak b'lashonim. They write, the I chayiv ein kan shvu. If he's chayev, because of bari b'shem and bari adif, then there's no shvu at all. Not why do you have to come on to shvu? You could just say bari adif. There would be a shvu, but you don't have to say shvu because you could say bari adif. No. That's just saying chamshin yadana, chamshin la yadana. There's no shvu at all. Also like that misvara. Can't say he's chayev gam b'tashlum and gam b'shvua. It's one or the other. So once he's chayev in a tashlumin, as he is, because the other person's bari, tove is bari, there's no shvua. And therefore, what Tosis must mean is that if we hold that bari is adif mechuyev l'shalem, so there's no more chayev shvua, and therefore there's no din of mitoch. So he's not making a tainas p'tur. He's being toying a taina that's mechayivim b'tashlumin, which is his tainas shema. Because the bari is mechayivim b'tashlumin when the shema goes against the bari. So there's no shvu at all. So according to this, there's no more proof of the divrei mishpat from Tosfos. He wanted, why didn't Tosfos say there's a big nafkamina that a mitoch niskarti doesn't work and bari niskarti does work? You can't say niskarti based on what we said. Since bari adif, you can't have a din mitoch anymore. She'en kantain is kfira. He's not being kofer, he's just saying I don't know. The bari guy beats him out, and Mimele is no shavua. His whole chiyuv is out of bari b'shema. So in a chinami, chamshin yadana, chamshin lo yadana, he could say niskarti like any bari b'shema. So if it's mitoch, the Ramah, the Ktsos is correct. Mitoch, you can't say niskarti. But here in Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana, you'd be able to say niskarti. Because it's a regular case of Bari Vishema. And according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna, there is no There's no mitoch at all. Mitoch, you can't say niskarti. Bari v'shema, here we're talking about bari v'shema, there is a niskarti. Because the shvu is not shaykh at all according to them. And this, that in order to have a chiyuv shvua, you require dafka kfirah v'chiyuv maman, is going to be our topic. B'yitzos Hashem derkenu b'siyata d'shmaya, b'li neder, in the next shir. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.